This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Scorpio New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Scorpio New Moon takes place on October 30th, 2016 at 10:38 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 1:38 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 5:38 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. It's 7 degrees Scorpio, 43 minutes. The Scorpio New Moon delivers a Halloween vibe that'll outlast the costumes, parties, and stashes of candy. It's dark and mysterious, with an edge of danger. It's stirring specters and demons, ghosts, and other reminders of mortality, and non-rational impulses with the power to overtake sensibility. The veil is thin, not just between life and death, but also between conscious and subconscious. Each side is effortlessly tapping into the other just now, and often sliding right across the border. Neptune the illusionist is greasing the way with a direct feed to the new moon that enhances the season's otherworldly atmosphere. He is blurring edges, detail, and reason, unhinging us from boring old everyday existence and shrouding everything in a fantastical glow. With this tight Scorpio-Pisces combo, energetic connections have the power to transcend time-space. You may dream of the dead and wake up feeling like you had a conversation, and likely you did. Life may at times feel like an ongoing costume party, at other times like your personal sci-fi movie. Whether that film is a horror or fantasy or rated MA will vary. Fears and phobias are walking among us in firmer, perhaps more threatening form than usual, perhaps more distorted. Desires and raw sexuality are also on the prowl with a primal compulsive force that defies closed doors. Inspirational image, Spock, succumbing to feral passion when he returns to his home planet for spawning season. When you feel any of these rising up within you or see them surfacing in another's behavior, remember this. Being out in the open makes them easier to spot and easier to recognize for what they are. This moon delivers the tools to do just that. With Mercury close by the new moon, powers of perception are at our disposal, bordering on X-ray vision. Information and messages pass wordlessly with an unshakable knowing. Even people who claim to be not the least bit psychic are likely to experience bouts of telepathy. Trust your gut, your instincts, your intuition, the still, calm voice within you, as opposed to the chatterbox. It is finely tuned right now and at peak operating speed. Also in this lunar toolbox, willingness to confront these demons on the hoof with fearlessness on tap as if an unseen hand is pumping an alleged natural powers triple action spooks be gone spray. Whether we intentionally target them or not, this moon is shining a light under the bed and into the closet, dispelling the little men and other terrors from early childhood, as well of more recent provenance. Relationships stand to improve in honesty and depth of connection. That fearlessness and those aforementioned desires have the power to plow down defenses and lead to vulnerability, exposing our full beings before another and moving into great and tender intimacy, emotional as well as physical. This moon has a time-slowing, time-stopping edge to boot. Life may feel more immediate, more in the moment, more intense and focused. The get-down-to-business impulse is still with us from the mid-month meeting between Scorpio's two rulers, Mars and Pluto. Mars is still ringing with the effects of his clash 2 days ago with Uranus, cosmic agent of radical, unpredictable change. This has liberated us in some pertinent way, perhaps from a pattern or way of viewing life, perhaps from an agreement or circumstance. We are now able to move more nimbly. That movement promises to be both inward and forward. You may find yourself in another round or three of clearing gunk out of your head and your psyche, of confronting more of your own personal demons and fears, and defanging them, if not banishing them. Every bit of load lightening and baggage removal frees up energy for pursuing that down-to-business vibe via sustained, deepened, streamlined, thorough action, step by tiny step, on long-term goals, structures, and ways of being that have been undergoing fundamental revamping for years. The time is ripe. Circumstances are ripe. We are ripe. Forward movement with far-reaching consequences is occurring now, in part through conscious effort, in part as if pulled by a tractor beam or other greater force. Point yourself in the direction of your dreams and see if you aren't carried toward them. Ask, too, for guidance and insight. Ask to be led in the most beneficial direction. Ask for a gentle, loving journey toward your goals. Ask for magic. All are in reach. Thanks to the easy flow of the trine between the new moon and Neptune, ruler of transcendence and the link to all of life and to the divine. Even with assistance from unseen forces and visitations from ancestors and downloads in dreams, all of which are on the rise this coming month, you are actively participating in everything that unrolls under this new moon. Don't shy away from grabbing any opportunities you spy. They are coming off the cooperative sextile between the new moon and the north node of destiny. When in doubt, say yes. If the opportunity doesn't support the platform and path you're building, it may not survive, or may shapeshift into something that does. Train your attention on what matters most to you, and let everything else drop. Except for those opportunities, they'll sort themselves out. Having trouble deciding? Does it matter in the long run? Do you want to be thinking about it on your deathbed? Yes, that level of matters most to you. This is your moment to go deep, far, and long. The reward is progress towards something precious to you and a rich experience of life on this side of the veil. If you'd like to create your own ritual to honor this new moon, please listen to my talk, Working with the Moon, which is now available at experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Biehl, KathyBiehl. I am a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my weekly mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.